With Montana News, I'm Matt Blois. Predator killing cyanide traps will no longer be used on public lands in Colorado, pending further study. Colorado is now the second state to take a closer look at use of the devices. When triggered, they propel 1 gram of lethal sodium cyanide into an animal's mouth. Back in April, the U.S. Agriculture Department's Wildlife Services Division put a moratorium on them in Idaho. It sounds like progress to Colette Adkins with the Center for Biological Diversity.
Wildlife Services predator killing program is ecologically destructive, ineffective, and cruel. There are so many better ways to deal with conflicts with wildlife than just killing them, and especially there's better ways than these M44 cyanide bombs.
The Center for Biological Diversity sued the government earlier this year, claiming the devices kill indiscriminately. A 14-year-old boy triggered one near Pocatello, Idaho in the spring, sickening him and killing his family dog. Adkins Group and Wild Earth Guardians have also petitioned the Environmental Protection Agency to ban the devices nationwide. I'm Matt Blois, Montana Public Radio.